Good morning, good morning. It is Carrie Knowles and Eunice Corey here on Well Preserved on News Radio 1000 KTOK. That's our new theme song, guys.
Yay, rolling
new
in.
New theme song.
I got one on you, KD.
You got one on me?
I got one on you. I bet nobody in Oklahoma City got followed to the radio station with the blinky lights. The blue lights on the top of the car, and I'm going, dude, I'm not speeding. Yeah, so guess who we've got on this morning?
Well, surprise to me that wore no makeup and bun on top of my head and house shoes to the radio show. The shit, one and only Sheriff Tommy Johnson's in the house this morning.
Hey,
good
guys.
Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Hey, and when you turned the blue lights on, I looked around and I thought, okay. I guess I know who's in control today at Well Preserved. Just give him the microphone.
Sheriff, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. It's always good to come
in. It's a busy day in Oklahoma County.
It is a busy day.
Arkansas is going to win.
Oh.
Well, that's goodness. Not going to happen in Oklahoma County today.
That's what
though.
Almost
hey,
got
last
his
time,
ticket.
Last time Southwest Conference,
she said that's
we
what
played
got
OSU,
the ticket.
We won.
Okay.
Yep. So that was years ago.
So, as we know, because I saw a lot of orange fleeing my neighborhood this morning, OSU and Arkansas kick off. What time is that?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as soon as you're done listening to us at 11, you're going to click on to see the Cowboys and the Razorbacks.
Mm-hmm. They will be the team from Fayetteville, Arkansas, in red, with the pigs on the side of their helmet.
Just like the flag outside of our office at 4800
right.
North Mayfair.
Only one in Oklahoma City.
It so is. Sweet. It is. She has to special order that. I said, you can't pick that up here in Oklahoma City? She
no.
said, no. No. But we've also got car shows. Tara, you're here too with us. Tara Harden, you're just as famous on this show.
Just as
no.
famous. More
no.
famous. everywhere we go, Tara Harden's the name they mention.
Oh, well,
no.
She's awesome.
Yes.
You know why?
What's that?
Because we just found out a fun fact about Tara Harden this morning.
Oh,
Miss
no.
Sports.
Give us the tea, as my no. wife would say.
Yes. Miss Harden, did you happen to break a state record when you were in high school?
Yeah, but we don't really talk about that because I can't do that now. You wouldn't know it.
I can't play trumpet anymore either, but we won state, so I brag about it this day.
What
so
did
brag
I
up.
Say? What did I say last week, the tip of the week? It ain't bragging if you've done it.
Yep. Ain't okay? bragging if you've done it.
So that holds fact. It ain't bragging if you've actually done it.
And that okay. quote so, came, okay. came straight out of the mouth of Eunice Corey.
Mm-hmm. Who, if it ain't bragging, you know.
She did. What else? Okay, so this morning I was telling Tara, I saw three classic, beautiful, old, restored cars. Mm-hmm. With the tops down and the coolest couples riding in them, mm-hmm. you know, having their morning coffee. And then you told me that there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it could be partially the weather, like you said.
You know, it's pretty gorgeous outside. If you're not sitting outside or the windows open this morning, you need to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Take your coffee outside.
Absolutely.
But there's also coffee and cars this morning.
Yes.
Over at Remington Park.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's probably where those beautiful cars were going today.
Have you ever been?
I have not.
So our deputies actually work it alongside with Oklahoma City.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there are cars everywhere. And everyone is just celebrating really that
culture. Yeah.
I mean, they're going mm-hmm. different car to car, looking at different things. And it's really cool.
You know, yeah. I've developed a huge appreciation for the work that goes into restoring those cars because my father-in-law owns Custom Wheel in mm-hmm. Oklahoma City. And so whenever he restores cars, I just see all the work and the precision that goes into that, and it's beautiful. And I just got cars and coffee with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office mm-hmm. from 8 to 11 today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's today. Okay, mm-hmm. so it's
today.
Specifically with y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you want to see a real 440, four on the floor, that can go from 0 to 60, show up.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go out there, Sheriff?
Show up.
Well, I'm stopping by. Yes.
You heard it here.
They don't put four on the floor in the cruisers.
They did when I drag race.
I meant Sheriff's Office cruisers.
Oh. I know. But
Different cruisers.
I think the, what is it called? The time has run out for you to be able to arrest her for drag racing.
Well,
statute of limitations has run out on that drag racing. Yes.
And you know, some of the things we did as kids, we were not spiteful. We didn't tear up anything. We didn't trash out. We got pulled over a couple of times, and they took us home and talked to our dad. Mm-hmm. Now, times have changed totally, and I tell my grandkids some of the things I did, and they're going like, you did what? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, the guys would let me drive the car because, you know, I was the only one that could do a stick, and the girls. And they would go like, you can drive one of those? I'm going like, mm-hmm.
Isn't that how you learn to drive on the farm truck?
Oh, yeah, dump truck. Yeah. We, you know, my dad was high tech. Talk about a humility walk.
That's that Arkansas, Sheriff.
It is. Yep. But I got to be honest. That's the first thing I learned on. My father taught me how to drive a stick first before anything.
Yeah. So, well, he didn't want to put me in something I would wreck.
Yeah.
You know, he figured that was safe.
That will slow you down.
Oh, yeah. But you do try parallel parking one of those. That's a fun thing to do. But, you know, we learn from history. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the great things about working with Tara Harden, and we've got an amazing salute today. I mean, this lady has a story. But one of the amazing things about working with Tara at Triad is you get to hear those stories.
Yes.
And share them. And those are people that made Oklahoma what it is today.
Yes, ma'am.
They made us great, and they're still in there volunteering and doing things and trying to help their friends not get in situations that we, you know, that seems to be blasted on the news. And you and I both roll our eyes and going like, how did we do that? You know, how did that happen? So we're going to talk more after Carrie does Miss Jackie Bray with a salute about what Triad has up this year.
That's right. Jacqueline, she goes by Jackie, Beckham was born on December 27th, 1929 in Colony, Oklahoma. Colony is in Ouachita County, along with the Cheyenne Arapaho Indian community. The town was a bustling population of 80. Jackie was born during the Great Depression and was an only child. The Cordell Monthly Newsletter honored her as the healthiest baby in Ouachita County. Her parents farmed the land and worked the fields and provided a garden diet. She attended a small school and attended church regularly. Jackie graduated as the valedictorian of her class. I'm not going to ask how many was in that class. Okay. Jackie ventured out 20 miles from home to attend Southwestern College in Weatherford. The soldiers were returning from war and used their GI Bill for college. That is where Jackie met the love of her life, Nell Bray. They both were studying to be teachers. They were married in 1949, and they were blessed with a son named Max and a daughter, Celeste. They raised their children in the church, and Nell earned his master's degree in teaching. He was a church elder and a teacher, and Jackie also taught school. Nell passed in 2002 after 53 years of marriage. They now have 4 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. All of their immediate family live in Oklahoma except 1 granddaughter and her 3 boys that live in Colorado. Jackie is now 95 and continues her ministry. At 95, she is no longer able to drive for in-person visits, but she continues to send cards and prayers. Her minister told her that she had saved every one of her cards. Jackie has overcome several health issues, but her healthy lifestyle and her strong faith have served her well and guided her life. She has maintained a great relationship with all of her extended family. Whenever she was in doubt about what to do, she just relied on the Holy Spirit to guide her steps through this life. Jackie's advice is God first, family second, and everything will be okay. Nominated by Carol Williams, and the well-preserved salute is brought to you each week by Complete OK. Complete OK is family-owned and operated, and Complete OK provides home health, hospice, palliative care for all Oklahomans. If you or a family member need a caregiver, please call Complete OK at 1-888-948-0088. Complete OK, neighbors caring for neighbors. And after, when we get back from break, we're going to visit more with Sheriff Tommy Johnson.
With a blinky blue light.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Well Preserved on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Dealing with a wound? Don't worry. Total Wound Care is on the move. No more waiting rooms or long drives. We bring expert wound care right to your doorstep or senior living facility. With our wound care certified providers and state-of-the-art equipment, healing is just a phone call away. Total Wound Care. Your healing is our priority. Call now at 405-246-0811. That's 405-246-0811 to schedule your appointment today.
No matter where we go, the Spanish Cove spirit follows us. It's in the air. It's all around. It's in the people who live here. As a life care retirement community, we offer opportunities to live a free and independent lifestyle, which means you make the decisions when your health needs change. You won't catch us standing still. We are breaking new ground every day. Live life the way you want it and see for yourself. Call Jill at 405-354-5906 or visit us online at SpanishCove.com.
This is Deputy Tara Harden of the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office with your Triad Well-Preserved Senior Safety Tip of the Week. Many people today still prefer to receive paper copies of bills and bank statements. However, this can be very risky as a bank statement in the hands of a criminal provides them enough information about your accounts to potentially commit customer impersonation or full account takeover. Utilizing online banking methods to receive your statements is much safer, and you can still print them at home if you want the paper in hand. You should, however, utilize the bank's app to access your account rather than typing in a website each time. And never share your login information with anyone, even if they claim they are from the bank. Additionally, banks may offer safety measures today to keep your accounts safe. So set an appointment with your banker to learn about and implement the identity verification safety measures they offer.
This is Deputy Tara Harden of the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office with your Triad Well-Preserved Senior Safety Tip of the Week. For more information on Triad or SALT Council meetings, please contact me at 405-869-2555.
Listen to The Drop every Saturday, powered by Pumps of Oklahoma. Are you ready to make a big impact on the water crisis? Join the Corps by making a recurring gift. This is an easy form of giving for you and helps Water Four support their businesses all year long, allowing work to be done when it's needed, not just when funding flows in. Give today to make an impact. Visit water4.org. That's water and the number 4.org to learn more and take action.
Our sponsor of the hour is Directors Live.
They had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking them down in the gym. She started to rock, and I looked and in the mirror. Red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Probably had Christmas outdoors.
Welcome back to Well Preserved. You're with Carrie Eunice and Sheriff Tommy Johnson. Tara Harden is here with his office as well. And, you know, that was just kind of a little bit of what Tara and I saw pulling up to the radio station this morning.
Yes. Mike Gannon picks the best music.
Yes.
Oh, well, speaking of, we'll switch this. We'll switch this up. We were going to talk about that, but we're talking about driving and seniors driving down the road. Mm-hmm. And you guys have an event coming up for education for senior drivers.
Yes. So next Friday, we have the second this year of our older safe driver classes. It's just a 2-hour class in the classroom. We're not going to put you behind the wheel of a car on the track, unfortunately. Yes. I know after the conversation this morning, that would be the preferred method. But this is going to be an update on traffic laws, on mobility issues, and some of the compensation devices that are out there.
And just kind of a overall update on traffic and safety.
Well, a lot of those laws change, and if we're not, you know, having to take a test about it or having to take driver's ed in, you know, 30, 50, 60 years,
right?
How else would we know about all
or if
of these
you
things?
Miss the news the one day that they talked right, about it
right. for 5
you,
seconds.
You don't know. Yes, you don't know. And actually, I will just share that I had just this week a lady that attended our one that we had in May told me that we had helped her adjust her mirrors, and she said it was the best thing ever. She recently traveled out of state to visit family, and she said it is a whole new world with her mirrors adjusted correctly.
That is awesome.
She said she could see better than she had ever been able to see driving. Yes, yes. So these are some of the little, we're giggling because, you know, you do something
it's
so
true.
Simple. It is so true. It is so true.
I was
true.
Just thinking myself this morning. I was like, well, I wasn't the last person that drove this car. And the mirror.
Yes.
So the mirror was off. Oh, so at this course, though,
yes.
This is not something that you are required to attend by any law or measure.
No.
It is simply education only.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to be there, Sheriff?
You know, I try to make all the events I can. And Tara certainly works with my assistant, and they get me everywhere. Just like when we leave today, we're going with coffee and cars and cars and coffee.
You're a busy guy.
We stay hooked up.
But busy guy.
It's spreading love.
Yes.
So if I can be at these places – because I believe it's important, too, that people see the person they elected.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can show up, I'm always there.
Awesome. Yeah, and I love it that you work for us.
Yes. Yes.
And that is huge here in Oklahoma County. You know, talking about the older driver safety, a couple of years ago I took that, and this darling little 80-year-old who I'm the same height with, she says, oh, honey, you need to get you a booster seat. And it kind of hurt my feelings, but, you know, the sun's in my eyes, and, you know, these new cars, the seats, they don't go up. I mean, you're how tall, Tara?
5'9".
5'9". Sheriff, you're 6?
Yeah, about 6'3".
Okay,
important.
Well, you don't have that problem. Carrie doesn't have that problem.
I do have that problem.
Me, on the other hand, that booster seat was the best thing. I even got one from my office. But y'all can laugh when you're 5 foot tall,
right.
And the new cars, you know, they're kind of cool. And you're going like, gosh, I just need to be a little bit taller. Sun's killing me. And sometimes you can put two on, okay? But that was really good advice, and y'all taught that in the class, proper seat.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you
proper
know,
seat adjustment,
right?
Too. Absolutely.
Which
absolutely.
Is huge.
And Eunice, you do know that legally there is a weight and height limit to get out of your booster seat, right?
It's not.
Sorry, I just had to.
Well, booster seat is not what the kids wear, but anyway, you know, I walked into that.
Totally. I just had to. Sorry.
Well, y'all can laugh, but it works.
It does work. And it helps you tremendously. And then I've talked to other people that have done, you know, same things. And then, but there are also cars themselves. I have no idea what is on all the things in my stepdaughter's car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it thinking, I don't even know what that button does, this or that.
And don't push it while you're driving.
Don't push it while you're driving. But
absolutely.
There's one in particular that I can push that makes the car go down a little bit. It makes it a lot easier to get in and out of, too. And I didn't even know about that.
Yes, makes car down. And some people don't realize that their pedals adjust.
Yes.
Now, not all cars do the pedals adjust, but some they do. And for the height challenged
challenge.
Folks,
yep.
Yes, those pedal adjustments can make a big difference.
And so when is this?
This is next Friday, September 13th. It will be from 9 to 11.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, scary.
It's not going to be a scary day. We're going to start Friday the 13th off good. I hadn't even put that together. Thanks, Carrie. And they can register by either emailing or calling my office. And my office number is 405-713-1086. Or my email address is tara.harden@oklahomacounty.org.
Awesome. And if you need that information again, then call our office at 405-848-5790, the well-preserved office, and
yes.
We can get you in touch with Tara for the Senior Safety Driver class. Did I say that correctly? Is that what it's called?
Older safe driver.
Older safe driver. Yes.
What's older? Well, how old is older? Who? Is
well, we're all
limit?
Older than somebody. No, there isn't. That's why we're calling it older safe driver. Yeah. Yes.
Because are you saying I might need to
wouldn't hurt? I've seen you park.
Sheriff, you're next.
Sometimes you just try to stay out the way.
The daggers are flying.
I have parking lines at the office. You ought to see Carrie and Carolyn Park. Uh-huh. I'm going like, just get between the lines. Okay, it's no big deal. So somebody else can park next to you.
They think the line is the arrow that they're supposed to be on.
You just kind of high center it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. And I'm going like, okay, you just limited the numbers.
I just try to stay away from kind curbs. Of funny.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I just stay away from curbs. They're not good for me.
I know I have a $1,000 hubcap that just ate it. Mm-hmm. That was a learning experience.
Was that before or after the sheriff stopped you on the way in?
Yeah. No, this actually, I should call the bank because they had a rock fall off of their little drive through.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. And those hubcaps are expensive.
They had a rock fall off of their.
They really did. They really did. And if I'd been smart, I would have called the bank on Monday, but I didn't do that.
We're a little busy. Hey, let's wrap this up because we have got some very important scams and information that you need to know about. My family has been getting the phone calls, the scam phone calls. I know yours has too. So when we get back, we're going to talk about some of those that are happening right now in the Oklahoma area with Sheriff Tommy Johnson. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back on Well Preserved on News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Are you or someone you love in need of senior housing or care solutions? Explore your options with an experienced, unbiased senior advisor of Compass Senior Living. This is a no-cost personal service to help you find the best living solution for your loved one. Call 405-308-6433. 405-308-6433.
It's time for living. Hi, I'm Connie Williams, your local realtor and certified senior housing professional. I am your realtor for all seasons of life, your one-stop shop for downsizing, relocating, and real estate needs. Let me help you turn your moving experience from being overwhelmed to being overjoyed. Call me today, Connie Williams, at 405-613-6890. That's 405-613-6890.
Well Preserved is proud to announce a partnership with Apex Home Health and Hospice. Apex Home Health and Hospice is a locally owned company with 30-plus years of clinical experience. Apex stands apart, delivering the highest point of care to each of the patients they serve. Apex accepts Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and private insurance plans. Remember, you have a choice for home health and hospice services. If you need home health or hospice, Apex is your choice. Call 405-525-0118.
Dealing with a wound? Don't worry. Total Wound Care is on the move. No more waiting rooms or long drives. We bring expert wound care right to your doorstep or senior living facility. With our wound care certified providers and state-of-the-art equipment, healing is just a phone call away. Total Wound Care. Your healing is our priority. Call now at 405-246-0811. That's 405-246-0811 to schedule your appointment today.
Our sponsor of the hour is Director's Life.
And the world all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Welcome back to Well Preserved on News Radio 1000 KTOK. We hope you are having as lovely of a day as we are today. It's Carrie and Eunice here with Sheriff Tommy Johnson and Tara Harden. Eunice, you've got the amazing Mercer Adams quote of the week, and it is perfect.
Most definitely. This is one of my faves from Ronald Reagan. So, the seven most dangerous words in the English language. I'm here from the government to help. Right. Okay.
I'm here from the government. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Yeah. Well, wrong.
I used to say that whenever I worked for Congressman Cole. When I worked for Congressman Cole, and I would get up to speak somewhere, I could see people are like, "What is she gonna say?" And I would open with that, and they'd all laugh. So, but a lot of us have been getting phone calls.
Yes.
Saying that they're from the government. My mother-in-law, rest her soul, the day she got home from the hospital, got three phone calls that morning to the house saying that they were from Social Security and needed her Medicare number and her Social Security number.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Social Security Administration is not canceling and issuing new Social Security numbers.
No, they're not. Nor are they reissuing new Medicare numbers.
Right. No new Medicare numbers, no new Social Security numbers.
Is the Sheriff's Department calling to retrieve?
No.
We don't do bonds on the phone.
No.
Mm-hmm. We don't process warrants and get you out of warrants by phone. That's not how warrants work. Yes. No. The FBI has not found your information in a drug raid at the border.
Nope.
Has my grandson been arrested and in jail?
I don't know about that.
I don't have not one. Your grandson, Carrie. Not yours.
But I will say, like, it is very interesting. Like, one, how frequently this happens.
Yes.
And the people that it affects. Like, you have people from all different walks of life that'll call me personally that, you know, we just know each other. Hey, Tommy, you called me and said that I forgot to show up to court. Do I really owe money? Do I need to come down? Am I going to be arrested? I'm like, no, that's a scam.
Wait, you called them personally?
They say that, yeah. They use my name personally, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Because you have all the time in the world to sit by it.
Yes. And that's the other thing. You know, the director of the FBI is not out working cases personally.
No.
Sheriff Johnson is not out working cases and serving warrants.
No.
Yes. So they try to use the top person's name to sound more convincing. And that's simply not how the law enforcement world works. And, you know, to take money over the phone to get you out of something, to get you out of a warrant, to get you out of a ticket, to get you that's called bribery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not into that.
That's illegal.
But, I don't want to be wearing but they're orange so brazen. Stripes.
Yeah, but they're so, like,
they make
it's,
you,
it's,
yeah, they
it's
make
scary
you
because
in
they're
yourself.
So confident. And yes. They're so confident in what they're telling you. And it's just like, well, maybe this is real. Maybe it is legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, we tell people, hang the phone up. If you have any questions, just call our office.
Actually, Tara says, let it go to voicemail. Mm-hmm. Don't answer the phone.
Yes.
And, you know, we're calling our clients to get in for annual election. And I would say 60% of them are going to voicemail. And Sherry gets frustrated, and I said, don't worry about that.
Nope.
If you tell them who's calling, they'll call you back. It's okay.
Yes,
it absolutely. Just takes us longer.
It does make doing business a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. But I know you can appreciate the fact that you want your clients to verify
absolutely.
The information.
I sure do.
Because you wouldn't want somebody impersonating you and getting your clients switched to something to a plan that they didn't intend to switch to.
It happens all the time.
Yes. And it's the same law enforcement, any type of business, any type of legitimate business today, your bank, anyone else, is going to be 100% okay with you confirming and verifying the information before you conduct any type of business, and certainly before you provide any sensitive information or financial transaction. And if they're not okay with you confirming, that's a red flag.
Yeah, you need to go find somebody else.
That's
right.
With. That's a huge red flag.
Yes,
and that it may be a scammer. It may not even be who you think you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll just share a brief story. One of our reserve deputies got a call from another county, supposedly a deputy in another county, saying that they had a warrant for failure to appear on a subpoena that they had been actually the victim of identity theft. And through that, they were supposed to appear in court to testify against these people. the fraudsters went so far. It was a very elaborate scam. They emailed him fraudulent proof that he had signed for this subpoena. They had very elaborate warrants drawn up, bond programs drawn up, paperwork drawn up, and they emailed all of this to him. Well, when you started really reading the warrant, though, there were grammatical errors, there were misspellings, the incomplete sentences, not capitalized words, and a judge is not going to sign off on a warrant like that. Yeah, but they're relying on that fear factor that you're afraid this looks legitimate and you're not going to read those details like that. And it's in legal jargon. So you may not even be familiar enough with it to recognize that this is poor grammar in this document.
So how do we, you know, Sheriff Tara, how do we protect ourselves from this besides just, I mean, it's not like we can never answer the phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we can't open our mail. Mm-hmm. Email. How do we best protect ourselves from this? What are some common practices?
I think it's things just like this, and all things get an understanding. Education. The fact that you can come to Well Preserved and be educated. You can go to Tara Harden and the Triad program and be educated. And then what you learn from there, spread it out so everyone else knows. That is first and foremost the biggest thing you can do to help. So people just know what to look out for and how it presents itself. And then if you find yourself in that situation, don't hesitate to call. I mean, that is exactly what Tara teaches everyone. Ask questions.
Right.
Sounds hinky. Don't hesitate to call and confirm because we're not going to operate that way and the feds don't either. That's the main
number.
Yeah, number.
Call whatever agency.
Yeah, don't call the number that was left on your phone.
Yes. Right. Don't do that.
Yeah. Right. Don't call the number on your caller ID. Don't call the number left in the voicemail or in the email or in the text message. Call, look up for yourself the main number to whatever agency, whatever business. Call that main number and then ask to be transferred to that person.
Okay.
It goes back to, yes, it's a few more steps. Yes, it makes things a little bit more difficult, but it is well worth it to prevent yourself from being scammed.
Well, and that's one reason why, you know, a lot of times I'll wait till I get to the office to call someone back because I want them to know exactly what phone number, you know, that is our office phone number. That's the number that's on all of our material and our website. And so I want them to know that's the phone number that I'm calling them from.
Yes. Yes. I will just kind of briefly share at our fraud prevention conference this past summer. We had a gentleman speak from the Office of the Inspector General, and he said something very pointed. He said it so very well. And I say it in a roundabout way often, but what he said is your caller ID is worthless.
Yeah, because they can.
It really is.
They can copy it.
You can manipulate it and spoof it so easily. Mm-hmm. It is such a simple thing to change that caller ID.
Tara, I got a phone call one day from my own phone number.
Yes, absolutely. It is a very simple thing to change that caller ID.
Yeah.
So we have to get in the mindset that that caller ID is worthless. If we are using that to determine the legitimacy of the person on the other end of the phone, stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Just don't do it.
Yes.
And we'll be right back with more words of wisdom from Tara Harden. When we come back. All Well Preserved. You're listening to News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Seniors in OKC, great news if you have Medicare Advantage. Archwell Health believes there is a better way for Oklahoma seniors to get health care. Their primary care doctor office is in Oklahoma City. They offer same-day appointments, only treat people 60 and up. They see fewer patients and have more time with you. Best of all, their primary care centers are near you. Locations on Southeast 15th Street, Southwestern Avenue, and Northwest 23rd Street. Call today to learn more or schedule a tour. 405-251-8885. That's 405-251-8885. Or visit them at archwellhealth.com.
Listen to The Drop every Saturday, powered by Pumps of Oklahoma. Want to get your company, school, or church involved in ending the water crisis? Invite Water 4 to host a Walk for Water or join us September at Scissortail Park in Oklahoma City to raise awareness and funds alongside your friends and family. At Water 4, we can eliminate someone's walk for unsafe water for just $27.
Visit water4.org. That's water and the number 4.org to learn more and take action.
When is the best time to consider living at a retirement community? What do I do with all this stuff? Can I afford to live at Spanish Cove? We help break it all down for you in a relaxing atmosphere with no hard selling. Our goal is to help educate and find the right place for everyone who walks through our doors. Live life the way you want it and see for yourself. Call Jill at 405-354-5906. Visit us online at SpanishCove.com.
Directors Life Assurance is your local advocate for pre-planning a funeral and or cremation service. Our advisors will guide you through your grateful gathering to take any additional stress from your family. Our pre-arranged plans help you and your family tell your life story without the burden of overspending and unnecessary cost. Give your family the best I love you anyone can give by calling Directors Life Assurance at 405-842-1234.
See the Lord's work for yourself at Jesus Gospel Park off Highway 81 in Addington, Oklahoma. The Jesus Gospel Park has been 6 years in the making and includes 20 stations that walk you through Jesus' life from the beginning to the end. It is our hope that you will discover the gospel and find life in Him and then follow Him. God's invitation is waiting for you at Jesus Gospel Park off Highway 81 in Addington, Oklahoma. Visit JesusGospelPark.org to learn more.
Our sponsor of the hour is Directors Life.
If you're driving too fast, shouldn't do. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
And welcome back to Well Preserved with Carrie and Eunice this morning. We're on News Radio 1000 KTOK here with our favorite sheriff, Tom Ed Johnson. How? Thank you for being here before you go to Coffee and Cars this morning.
It's always fun to be able to stop by. Yeah. Get to hang out with Tara. Get to come and talk to you guys and hear all of the jokes. Like, if people, they're not inside the room, so I don't think they can see it or feel it. But there's so many jabs that take place, and I love every bit of it.
And Patrick's not even here, and he's like the king of the jabs.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always tell people, if you get the opportunity to come and sit in when we go to break, that's when stuff happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It really does. And but it is an opportunity to share what the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office does, because y'all have an amazing senior program, and it's in your budget, isn't it, Sheriff Tommy?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not planning on a Friday just canceling it and leaving our seniors hanging out?
No.
Okay,
no.
That happened in an area here in Oklahoma. Broke my heart, because we need that information, and I would say one-third of our voting population, one-third of our just population in Oklahoma County, they're definitely 55 plus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. In fact, I heard a recent statistic. I think they said by the year 2030 in Oklahoma, those age 60 will outnumber
18 and under.
18 and under.
And
yes.
That's pretty scary.
Yes. So that's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Continuing those programs, because, you know, we've worked, we come with wisdom, but sometimes we do dumb things. Like answer the phone, talk to people, and the repercussions to those people takes forever. If you ever get identity theft, you know, your whole life changes for a long time.
Yes.
So, and there, you know, it is preventable.
Yeah.
For the most part, yes, it is preventable. However, you're right in that the devastation is just – Not only the time and the effort and the numerous phone calls and mailings that you have to address to get things straightened out, but the financial loss.
Mm-hmm.
And younger people don't think about the fact that if your parents or grandparents end up involved in one of these frauds and lose a tremendous amount of money, who is that financial burden for their care going to fall to?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah, it is a multi-generational interest to prevent these.
Well, now we know that we've got, you know, especially in the past 5 years, we've got a lot more multi-generational households than we did before.
Yes.
And, you know, we a lot depend on every part of that equation in that household having the resources together. And so one goes down and it affects the whole family.
That's correct.
I'll tell you, I've learned a lot from being around Tara and the different programs.
Yeah.
And like seeing like grandparents raising grandkids, one of our programs that we're involved with. Like to see the number of grandparents that are saying, hey, this is my second round of grandkids. Mm-hmm. This is my third round of grandkids that they're raising. And it's
you know,
Sheriff,
we have, there are some numbers that say we have, Oklahoma has almost 100,000 grandparents raising grandchildren in some capacity.
Mm. Well, and Oklahoma, unfortunately, is number two in the nation for grandparents raising grandchildren. So a lot of pieces of the puzzle go into that. But we're here to help the grandparents. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't help the kids, but that's a whole other program.
And Sheriff, you've
how do you break the cycle?
You've got triad programs that have been going on before you were even Sheriff, and you've robusted those here with Tara in the past 4 years. Tara, how do we get involved with your programs? Or how do I tell my mom, hey, you need to go get involved with Tara's programs? Okay.
Well, so for more information on all of the locations, I teach a class every month, a different topic every month at 20 locations around the metro. And we also have an online opportunity for those that are just a little bit tech savvy and can log in. It doesn't even take a lot. Call my office or my email or get a hold of you guys for my contact information.
Hold that thought just a minute. We've got Charlie on the Newsmaker line. And he has a question for the sheriff. Good morning, Charlie.
Hi. I'm wondering more information on that driver's class that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you need to show up. I'm going to be there.
You got to show up for the driver's class. It's going to be an amazing driver's class. We're going to teach a lot of different things to educate you in a lot of different spaces. And that date is going to be
September 13th.
From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the doors will open at 8:30 at Francis Tuttle Rockwell campus, and that address is going to be 12777 North Rockwell. There will be signs out there kind of directing people where to go, so make sure you follow the signs, and we look forward to seeing you.
No.
713-1086. 405-713-1086.
So, Sheriff, thank you for... Don't call that number. Don't call that number. I gave out the wrong number. That's why everybody's got quiet in here, because I gave out the wrong number. My bad. Don't call that number. But thank you, Charlie, for calling and asking more about the driver's safety class.
And Charlie, bring a friend.
Yeah.
Just tell people.
Absolutely.
I mean, the whole purpose of this is to let's get everyone we love who's definitely in similar situations. Let's bring them with us so we can all learn together.
I like that. Okay. I like that. I might be there, too. I think I'm going to attend, too. Hey, Sheriff, thank you so much for coming by the station this morning. We always love having you on.
Thank you.
And you're welcome anytime here. And don't forget about the driver safety class. I will post that on our Facebook. Sheriff Tommy Johnson also has a Facebook page, too, that we follow. Mm-hmm. And you can keep up with all of their current events going on there, too. So whenever we come back, we're not coming back yet. Boy, I'm flubbing up this entire segment, aren't I?
How long have you been here, Carrie?
I don't know.
Well, it's Saturday morning. Okay.
We got two more minutes.
Oh, that's right. We got two more minutes now because we got the 2 hours.
Yeah. Yes.
We got the 2 hours.
So, Tara, when's your next soul council stuff going on?
So back to that. Yes. So 20 locations around the metro every single month, a new topic every single month. That number that Carrie just gave out correctly, the 405-713-1086, you can call for information about a location and a time near you. We are in every municipality throughout Oklahoma County. So things like, you know, Bethany and War Acres and Choctaw and Hara, we are in all of those areas across the county. Yes.
Luther, Spencer, Jones, North Oklahoma City, Midwest City, Forest Park, Arcadia, Nichols Hills. Yeah, I've had the opportunity of being in a lot of those triad meetings. And every time I go, even though I think I know everything, I find out something new. So thank you, Sheriff Tommy, for continuing this service to our county because it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's huge.
And it is a free 1 hour lesson. Again, mm-hmm. a different topic every month. I will just kind of go ahead and put a plug for this month. The FBI is guest speaking with me.
Ooh.
So, yes. So they're talking about, yes. they're talking about some of the latest scams that they're seeing, mm-hmm. And some tips on how to avoid those, and some of their updating some of their annual stats that they put out, and some reporting mechanisms.
Well, and the thing that I like about your courses and your classes and every time you speak is that you're giving, you're not just telling us the problem
yes.
that's out there mm-hmm. to be scared about, but you're giving us a solution to help us prevent that from happening. We appreciate you guys for being on the show. Stay with us. We've got Cheryl Beaver from Compass Senior Living Solutions coming up on the second hour of Well Preserved on News Radio 1000 KTSA.